Look out, Mel Robbins, here we come. Hello, gals, and welcome to Sober Living Snippets, where we do our best to live alcohol-free so we can heal our relationships, feel youthful again, and ditch regret and shame. I'm Becca Jacobson. It's Monday, and it's May 19th, and that means that we are starting the first of a 9-part study of Mel Robbins' popular book, Let Them. If you don't know me or know yet, you're about to find out that I am a former English professor, and that's why periodically here on the Snippets, we do book studies. We look at key personal development books from an alcohol-free point of view, an alcohol-free perspective. So today and over the next 4 weeks, we're going to talk about the key areas of Mel Robbins' book, Let Them. In putting together the study guide for this, which, by the way, is available to you right here in the show notes of this episode, you can download the study guide and follow along. There are reflection prompts in the guide, key quotes, and key notes on what I'm talking about in each of the episodes. So grab your study guide as soon as you've done this episode. Well, when I was going through the book, it turned out there were 9 key sections. So that means we need 9 snippets. So what we're going to do, as I announced last week, is we're going to look at this book every Monday and Tuesday over the next 4 weeks. That's right. Today and tomorrow is our first 2 episodes of Let Them by Mel Robbins. Gals, today we're going to look at the core idea of letting them. What is Ms. Robbins telling us? What is she saying to us here? Well, she starts this book out with a pretty interesting story about the kids going to the prom and how she was trying to control the situation. I think we've all been there, right? The whole let them theory is really powerful from an alcohol-free perspective. And the reason, gals, is because of what we've already talked about for the last 2+ years here on the Snippets. And that is the fact that we have got to relinquish control. If we can't control something, we have to learn to let it go. Well, this book gives us a different angle on this idea. Ms. Robbins also goes into a lot of extra depth. So this is great. This is awesome because we've already been talking about letting go. We're now going to get to see it from Mel Robbins' perspective. And she has some very interesting points of view that she can point us in. But the reason that it matters for us, because those of us, meaning those of us, are high achievers, professional women, we're all showing up on the outside, but relying on alcohol on the inside. One of the most common reasons we do this is we're trying to control too much. We're trying to control others. We're trying to control things that we simply can't control. So let's get started. In part 1 today, we're talking about the core idea. Here's a quote from the introduction. Mel says, "Master the let them theory and you'll stop exhausting yourself trying to control the uncontrollable." Right? This isn't just about feeling better. It's about redesigning how you live your entire life. And then she says, "I can't wait for you to discover the space and freedom to experience your life the way you've always wanted, on your terms." Look, gals, the key here is that we do exhaust ourselves trying to control the uncontrollable. And when we do that and we are prone to alcohol overuse, we end up drinking more. Because every time we try to control something we can't control, it creates stress inside of us. We know that we're wasting our time, and yet we hold on tighter and tighter and tighter, and that exhausts us. And the only way we know how to unwind is alcohol. That's our habitual go-to for unwinding, for coping, is alcohol. And so this habit of trying to control the uncontrollable easily makes us drink more. That's why it's one of the first things I talk about in my coaching program. And it was one of the first things I talked about when I started the Snippets in 2023. I came out of the gate saying, let go of the uncontrollable. This is also something you'll learn in the 12-step program. It is so pertinent to those of us who overuse alcohol. And it's not an easy thing to learn. When we've been controlling our whole lives, somebody comes along and says, why don't you just let it go? Or why don't you just let them be? Or why don't you just let this happen or that happen? It's hard. It is a practice. So I'm really thrilled to be looking at this book together because it's just going to underscore what we've been talking about a lot here together over the last couple of years. So let me give you that quote again. I love this. She says, "Master the let them theory and you'll stop exhausting yourself trying to control the uncontrollable." And I would add to that, you will stop drinking yourself into oblivion because you've been trying to control the uncontrollable. For us, when we're exhausted or when we're stressed, we drink. So this is a really powerful strategy to learn, isn't it? Let's keep going. What is the let them theory? So this is the core idea we're talking about. Another key quote from this section of the book is, "Letting them isn't about giving up. It's about giving yourself peace." Let me give you that again. Mel Robbins says, "Letting them isn't about giving up. It's about giving yourself peace." And if we have more peace, we're less likely to drink. Living an alcohol-free life is about finding a peaceful path, a path where we're not running to the bottle to unwind or cope or turn off that squirrel that goes around and around inside our head. So mastering this theory is such a beautiful idea. And you, the women in my world, requested this book. And I'm glad because whether you're reading the book or not, these points that we're going to get are going to be very, very helpful to you. So learning how to stop controlling the uncontrollable. Now, the thing about that I always point out is, what's uncontrollable? Well, the answer to that is just about everything, right? The only thing we can control is our own thoughts. And even then, half the time we can't control our thoughts, can we? It takes a lot of work. We can only control our own reaction to what's happening in the world. We can't control others, and anything external to us is beyond our control. So it's not like we have to spend a lot of time trying to analyze, let's see, what can I control and what can't I control? The answer is nothing. Nothing but your own reaction to the world, which really simplifies it. All you have to do then is wake up every day and go, all right, I'm just going to let them. I'm going to let them and them and them. I'll just let it be. It's simple, but not easy. Most of the strategies that we learn here are very simple, but not easy. We have to be willing to undertake a practice. So as Mel Robbins says, letting them isn't about giving up. It's about giving yourself peace. And boy, do we need peace when we're struggling with alcohol. It's very important to our journey. If you're feeling peaceful, you're not going to run to the bottle. That's the bottom line, isn't it? So in this first section, the core idea, let me just roll this up for us here. Mel wants us to understand what the theory is, and that is ceasing to try and control things that are uncontrollable. But she also introduces the second part of her theory, which is let me. In other words, let me take responsibility for my life. And this is the second thing that we talk about here on the snippets all the time. Essentially, the two foundational mindset shifts that we always talk about here are acceptance and responsibility. And in Mel Robbins' words, that is let them and let me. Let them is accepting others, and let me is taking responsibility. But let's look at how Ms. Robbins describes it. She says this, when you say let me, you're tapping into that power by taking responsibility for what you do, think, or say next. Let me makes you realize that you are in control of what happens. What I love about let me is that it immediately shows you what you can control. And remember, that's not much. And here's the list. She gives us a list of the things we can control. Ready? Here they are. Number one, your attitude. Yeah. Your behavior. Yes. Your values, your needs, your desires, and what you want to do in response to what just happened. Let me read you the list again. These are the only things that you can control, gals. Here's the list. And with this list, you can let everything else go. Isn't that awesome? Here's what you can control. Your attitude, your behavior, your values, your needs, your desires, and what you want to do in response to what just happened. And we knew that, didn't we? The funny thing is, even though we know the only thing we can control is our own thoughts and behaviors, we still try to control others. So Ms. Robbins noticed this and wrote an entire book for us on the subject. So the opening section of this book, our first snippet on the Let Them Theory, the book, is about understanding that we want to let others be and also take responsibility for our own behavior. That's the first part is let them. The second part is let me. Of course, there's more in this book. Anybody who's done a book study with me knows that we do a high level skim. So if you want to read the book, of course, go ahead. This is what I pulled out of the first section for us here in Alcohol Free Land, keeping in mind the two key foundational strategies are let them be and let me take responsibility. This is so beautiful. It's about letting go. There is so much freedom in this. Letting go of what others are doing and taking responsibility for our own lives. What could be more freeing than that? And when you master this, actually, I'll take that back. We won't master it, but when we practice this, we find ourselves becoming freer, happier, and more peaceful almost overnight. The only reason I say almost is because it's difficult to let others be when we're in the habit of controlling. So we're learning a new habit here, gals. Most of us are control freaks. That's the bottom line, right? So part one of a 9-part series on Mel Robbins' book, The Let Them Theory, is the idea that we want to stop controlling others and take responsibility for our own behavior. Beautiful foundation. Love it. That's going to give us a nice foundation upon which to continue our study of this book. The next episode is about stress and how the Let Them Theory will allow you to manage stress. Beautiful. Love it. Join me tomorrow. And in the meantime, if you don't have your study guide yet, go to the show notes of this episode. Download the study guide right to your own computer and you can journal right inside the guide. I made it a document so that it's easy to use. You could also print it if you want to. I do recommend following along with the guide because I've given you a simple practices in there and some journal prompts so that you can see, put into practice what we're talking about in very specific ways and pay attention to how your practice is going. Remember, gals, this is a practice, not a perfection. See you tomorrow with how to manage stress using Mel Robbins' Let Them Theory. Thanks for popping in. Be sure to come back tomorrow so we can keep your head on straight. Sending you buckets of love.